I'm Lindsay.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Joe from PopX Cast,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in
3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance by Director Jeffrey Mace. Stand by for SHIELD debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents granted clearance by the SHIELD director.
Now it's time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Agent Lauren.
And I'm Agent Haley. Welcome to Legends of SHIELD, a Marvel Comic Universe fan show. This is show number 153, discussing Agents of SHIELD Season 4, Episode 8, The Laws of Inferno Dynamics. This show is recorded on Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. Legends of SHIELD is a fan-based podcast on the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of SHIELD, Marvel's Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and the Marvel Comic Universe in general.
Because of untrustworthy robots.
If you would like to talk to us about untrustworthy robots, as if there was any other kind, you could visit our website, which is probably run by a robot, legendsofshield.com.
You can get a hold of us at our voicemail, 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871.
You could check out our Facebook page, Legends of SHIELD Podcast.
You can check out our Twitter page, at Legends of SHIELD.
You can find all of our video episodes on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/GunnaGeek.
And Legends of SHIELD is a proud member of the GunnaGeek.com network.
So today, we are continuing our Doctor Strange collector crate giveaway. We'll be discussing the newest episode of Agents of SHIELD, The Laws of Inferno Dynamics, running down the Marvel news, and covering your feedback. There will be no live chat room participation because Lauren and I do not flip the live switch.
Nope. That is entirely too much effort and adulting and responsibility.
And we will have none of that here.
No. But what we will have is the Doctor Strange Collector Core Crate giveaway.
Woot woot.
Yep. You have until next. Is it next week? I can't tell time.
Next week.
Next week, December 14th.
So depending on how late you're listening to this podcast, maybe a couple days ago.
Yeah. But come on. You have until December 14th to get your entry in. And that entry is...
What would you do in the mirror dimension?
Yeah. The mirror dimension, a place, an alternate dimension with absolutely no consequences in the real world. It's an awesome little pocket dimension. What would you do there?
Remember to keep your response PG-13-ish, because we have to be able to read it on the podcast.
Yeah. And while we think it's hilarious to have stuff that is not PG-13-ish, Stargate Pioneer has to edit that out. And while we like giving him a hard time, he is the editor, and that is a thankless job.
Yeah, we don't thank him for it. I mean, you can send us like explicit content and it will entertain us and we will enjoy it, but you probably won't win.
Yeah, sadly. So, December 14th.
Yeah, December 14th, and it has to be before we record on December 14th, and we record at time zones.
Yeah, times. 8 o'clock Central.
Right.
That's... Is it 7 or 9?
9 Eastern.
So 9 Eastern.
You probably want to get it to us no later than about 8 Eastern if you want to make sure somebody responsible and adult-like sees it, Star Pie, to make sure it is included in the contest.
And remember, this giveaway is not sponsored by Marvel, Pop Funko, Benedict Cumberbatch, or anyone else. Just us.
Yep.
And our anonymous donor.
Which is definitely not, quotey fingers, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Or Bandersnatch Cumberbund, or Bendy Dick Cabbage Patch, or any other variation thereof.
Well, I think with that, it's about time to get into the episode.
Yes, let's.
And this week we saw The Laws of Inferno Dynamics, which was directed by Kevin Tankeron, which is the name that is familiar to us by now because his sister is one of the showrunners. And he has done a bunch of episodes at this point. And I could tell you how many, except my computer is being really slow right now.
Okay, so I will tell you. He's done 7 episodes, including Space Time, Purpose in the Machine, The Dirty Half Dozen, Face My Enemy. He's also done an episode of Legends of Tomorrow, Shogun. And he did 19 episodes of Mortal Kombat Legacy, which is a web series, but still awesome. 2 episodes of The Flash, 1 episode of Supergirl, Glee, the 3D concert movie. But we won't hold that against him.
Everybody's got to pay rent.
Everybody's got to pay rent.
So a little bit of comic book cred. And then this one was written by Paul Zbyszewski.
Zbyszewski is...
Okay, that's probably better.
How I'm going to pronounce it. And I say that as one person with one weird last name to another. That is a weird last name. He is a co-executive producer for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he's written 9 episodes, including Devils You Know, Frenemy of My Enemy.
Anemone?
The Magical Place, and Vzt. He was also the creator of Marvel's Most Wanted, has written 9 episodes of Hawaii Five-0, 6 episodes of Lost, 13 episodes of Daybreak, as well as being the creator. And apparently he worked on The Weakest Link.
You remember that? I do remember that. Everyone was so bad at it.
Yeah, although it did create one of my favorite SNL sketches.
I didn't see it.
Okay, well, Pierce Brosnan was the host. Rachel Dratch played the host for the Weakest Link.
I remember when they did the celebrity version, and for some reason, Puck from The Real World was on it.
He counts as a celebrity still? Well, I guess back in 2002.
Even then, I think he hadn't been on Real World in like 10 years. But anyways, he voted himself out, even though that was against the rules, and they just let him. They were like, yeah, you really shouldn't be here.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Okay, so... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So what is the meaning of the title, The Laws of Inferno Dynamics? Fire?
Well, you know, the whole inferno thing and demons and stuff. But, Miss Engineer.
Right. It's kind of a play on the laws of thermodynamics, which were important.
Yes, which were very important this episode.
Conservation of energy and conservation of mass are kind of important to science-y people.
Yes. And that's, again, one of the things that I liked about this episode. Every time someone would be like, it's magic, Fitz is like, no, it's science.
Fitz was personally offended by the fact that he was creating matter out of nothing.
Well, wouldn't you be? I mean, it's not how it works.
I know, but not just that he was mad. It was a personal affront to him. Like he wanted to challenge him to a duel for honor or something because of what he was doing.
What I thought was going to be happening was that he was just moving molecules around from other, like, you know, when he's holding up the cup of water, I thought he was going to be getting...
Like he's pulling the hydrogen and oxygen out of the air.
Which I was giggling because that was literally the concept of one of my very first X-Men original characters when I was a kid.
I can see it.
But no, as it turned out, he's actually just pulling stuff from an alternate dimension. Making that dimension very unhappy.
See, at first I thought it was going to be limited to carbon because he just did like the stick of carbon last episode and then he did the thing with the diamonds in this episode. I was like, oh, he's just pulling like carbon out of people and then using it to kill them with. That's what I thought he was doing, is just reorganizing the matter around him.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not what he was doing.
No, he was totally stealing that stuff from somewhere else. Which... Okay, so in terms of villain motivations, I actually really liked Eli's because as a Hispanic of that certain generation, it's a completely plausible motivation, being looked over and being barred entry into all this stuff. It kind of gives you a chip on your shoulder. Most people would not borrow a book from the devil and use it to kill everyone. But I can see where that would make you angry.
Are you saying there's some sort of middle ground, maybe?
I'm saying there might be some sort of middle ground there, yeah. That doesn't involve, you know, killing everybody and trying to kill your nephew and just everything else that he did. I mean, that was not cool.
Yeah.
But in terms of actual sympathetic villain motivations, that was one of the better ones they've had on the show.
Yeah, you can understand where he's coming from. He's not being evil for the sake of being evil. He doesn't just want to rule the world. That would be nice, but...
Yeah, he wants the recognition and everything that he feels has been denied to him.
A little R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes. And in doing so, he pins his nephew to the wall very gruesomely. Like, that was horrible.
Yeah, he's gone round the bend a bit, methinks.
Yeah. Oh, and with that whole scene, when they brought up the whole demon core thing, I geeked out about that when I was live tweeting on Twitter, as if I would be live tweeting anywhere else, like Facebook or something. But being married to an engineer, we end up talking about the demon core way more often than I feel like normal people do. So, yeah, I kind of geeked out when I saw it in this episode. And for those who don't know what it is, the demon core, well, I linked to the Wikipedia article on Twitter, was a massive plutonium that kind of was involved in a couple of accidents in 1945 and 46 and killed a couple of scientists. And it was a spherical plutonium core, which very much like the one seen in the episode. Okay, he killed more than... The first incident killed two scientists. The second incident killed eight.
Did they steal this on Timeless a few weeks ago?
I don't know. I don't watch Timeless. I keep meaning to. They might have.
It's fairly middling.
I kind of want to see it because Matt Lanter's in it, and he was Anakin Skywalker in Clone Wars, and I feel like I should support him.
It's entertaining. I don't know if it's good, but... If it stays on the air, I'll keep watching, but I'm worried it's probably going to get canceled. But, yeah.
The demon core is, I mean, death by radiation is not a good thing.
No.
It's one of the things that, like, for some reason, me and my husband always end up talking about it over dinner, and we're like, man, that's a terrible way to go.
I know.
You know, as we eat soup.
When your Wikipedia article starts with first incident, it's not going to end well.
No. But yes, I kind of geeked out over that. And let's see, what else? What else? There's so much to talk about this episode.
I really liked when Fitz and Simmons got sentimental talking about the conservation of mass.
Yes! I mean, my adorable little science bosses.
And then they were total badasses at the end.
They really were.
They were like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Boom, boom.
Yes, I love them so much. They've grown so much.
They're all grown up. I had a flashback to when Sky was first introduced to them, and Simmons is talking about how, you know, one must be adaptable when one is in the field.
Yeah, they have been quite adaptable. Wow, just all the stuff they've been through, and they're still there, and they're solving problems, and they're kicking ass and taking names, and they finally hooked up, and they're just so good together. I'm so very, very happy. Speaking of hooking up, Yo-Yo and Mac finally kissed.
Finally. I like how he's like, well, you know how I feel about it. And she's like, no.
She's like, no, I don't.
Why would I know that? Just because you know it doesn't mean I know it.
She's like, you're nice to me, and then you're a jerk, and you don't talk to me. So no, I don't know how you feel. Communication. It's kind of important.
What did she call him? I couldn't understand what she
said. Turtle Man?
Turtle Man?
Yeah. She keeps calling him Turtle Man.
I missed that.
Because he's slow.
Got it.
First, she gets set on fire. She gets set on fire when she tries to go in the building.
She loses her favorite jacket.
Her favorite jacket. I mean, that's a bad day right there. But on the upside... She and Mac finally hook up, and it's very sweet.
And then we think May and Coulson are finally going to hook up, and then it's not May.
Ugh.
Ah, they finally cracked open that bottle.
Ada, no.
Okay, so did Ada took her out when she went to pick her up, right?
I think so. I'd have to go back and look at the outfits again and see at what point May stops wearing the outfit she's wearing when she's in the closet. It's like a loose-fitting shirt, and it's kind of, like, colored.
When she was in the closet, she was in, like, a bathrobe. It was a gray bathrobe.
Was it a bathrobe? I thought it was, like, a... Huh.
So I'm assuming they like stole her clothes to put them on the LMD May.
I guess so.
Because one would assume that when she went to pick up Ada, she would have had on like her whatever battle action jumpsuit thing.
Yeah, I guess that would have been the last time they were alone together.
So that I need to watch again now, because that means the entire mission, it's the LMD May. And I want to watch again and see if there's any subtle cues as to that's what's up. Or, you know, if she's demonstrating any nefarious purpose on the mission.
That's going to be the thing, right? I mean, once the next half of the season rolls around. And by the way, I love what they've been doing the last, you know, couple of seasons where each new threat or whatever, they subtly change the logo a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the Ghost Rider and it's all on fire. Now we have the LMD. And once we get a little bit more into that and we get a little bit more about LMD May, it'll be interesting to go back to this episode and watch it and see if we can pick up any tells. Because no, I didn't suspect a thing until
the reveal.
That very, very last reveal.
And then when I was watching the second time, I forgot that I needed to be paying attention to May to see exactly what was going on with her. But I think I did notice, it was the second watch that I was like, oh, that's probably when she was replaced, is when she went to pick up Ada.
Yeah, just, Ada, I wanted to trust you. So right now I'm watching Westworld. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing about, you know, the very lifelike robots. And I was a big fan of Battlestar Galactica, obviously, which is another thing with very lifelike robots. And I'm very, very pro, you know, if it acts like a person, it should be treated like a person. Mm-hmm. But Ada, why?
Well, I'm willing to give her a pass for now because I think she was good. And then they put a demon book in her brain.
Also, I think she might be convinced that she's doing good because the whole thing, she's like, I'm trying to protect people. Mm-hmm. But again, like we saw with Ultron, which yay, name drop. At what point does protecting become overprotecting and harming?
Well, it's like protecting people versus protecting a person. You know, this for the greater good.
Yeah, because you see, the person that she goes after is May, who she helped and who was dead previously. Mm-hmm. So in her programming, does she think that what she's doing right now is keeping May safe?
See, I'm not even sure that it's, you know, she thinks she's doing good or she's helping people or saving anybody. I think it might just be that whatever's in that book has overridden her own desires. And, you know, now she's filled with terrible purpose and she's doing whatever the book ultimately wants to happen. So it might have very little to do with her own free will at this point.
It'll be really interesting to see how that all plays out, won't it?
I know. I need more information.
I'm so upset that they gave us just, you know, two episodes and then took it away from us so soon.
I know. I really hate that they take like, oh, we're going to go on a big long break in November. And then come back and then big long break in December. Like, just take a longer break. Take a 2 month break instead of this 2 episode tease.
And then we get Sky joining the team again.
Oh, yes. She's officially on the team again.
Officially.
I believe I said she would officially be part of the team again at the mid-season finale. Did I say that? I don't remember. I'm going to say I did.
Nobody's
going to check the record.
You know, now somebody's going to go back and check the record.
That's fine. I don't have to do it.
Okay. But yeah, when she's like, I got to get out of here. And she goes outside, throws herself up in the air. And I'm like, well, this won't end poorly at all.
I was almost expecting her to.
And then lands conveniently.
Right in the middle of the press circle.
Yeah. I mean, I was, expecting her to just kind of splat on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. I was like, oh, well, bye, Daisy. It was nice getting to know you again.
But yeah, she lands right in the middle of the press circle. I mean, good job. Good job, Daisy. And then Mace is like, no, this was the plan all along. She was undercover. Speaking of Mace, first of all, that armor. I'm so torn on whether it's a good look or a ridiculous look or both.
I feel like it doesn't look distinguished enough for the director. It looks like that's what everybody should be wearing.
This is one of those things where it's like, I want to like Mace, where he's like, yeah, I made a shady deal because I was trying to protect S.H.I.E.L.D. And him seeming so genuinely hurt when he was talking to Coulson and being like, right now, this is not a team. Nobody trusts anybody.
Okay, so the actor, is it Jason O'Mara? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Every time he's in something, it's like, I feel like I'm supposed to like you more than I do. But I no matter who he's playing or what he's doing, I never quite trust him.
I don't know if it's, I haven't really seen him in much else, I don't think. But with this, it's like they deliberately cast him to be this kind of, you're not sure whether or not you want to trust him figure. Mm. And I know we've talked about it before, so I won't mention it again, but it's that thing where I want to like him, but he's not Coulson. And then Coulson is like, I don't know, Coulson, you could be making this easier on him. But at the same time, if he did that, he wouldn't be Coulson, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like Coulson doesn't want to be in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. He just doesn't want anybody to tell him what to do.
Exactly.
And I feel like he should have said that. He was like, no, when Nick Fury was the director, I didn't want to be director. I just didn't want to do what I was told.
Yeah. I just like doing, you know, whatever I wanted, pretty much.
I like having my own little rogue team.
And I think that all his time since S.H.I.E.L.D. fell, where he's, you know, on his own, really cemented that. Even if he used to, you know, be better at following orders, now he's very much used to doing his own thing and, you know, calling the shots. So it's a bit harder to go back to all that.
Mm-hmm.
So of course he's going to be chafing at that.
And we also find out that he wanted Daisy to be the new director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, good comics call out there.
I liked it.
Yes.
They're bringing Batty inside.
Yes.
Can't remember his character's name at all.
Dr. Radcliffe.
Radcliffe.
I keep forgetting to... Like, if you asked me 5 minutes from now, I'd forget again.
Him and Mace, every time, like, when they're on the screen and they're talking about him, I remember. And then as soon as they walk off camera, I forget their name again. And it's just, like, the director and Batty.
I mean, it works on a couple of levels.
Yep. Did we talked about Ada, but did we mention she killed Nathanson? Bye, Nathanson.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, Nathanson showed up. And now he's gone. Ada, like, snapped. The thing... Ada's snapping his neck and being like, I know how it feels. That was a little sad and a little creepy.
Yeah.
It's like, does she have a concept of death or does she know she's just, I don't know.
I think she does have a concept of death. I just think maybe she doesn't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, because she gets switched off all the time. She gets switched off. Her batteries get removed.
Mm-hmm. And maybe she's thinking, you know, even if he is dead, I can make another copy of him.
Yeah. But, yeah, the next half season's going to be very interesting.
Next half season, Terminator.
Basically. Oh, man. The robot war.
Rise of the LMDs. I think that's about it.
I think that's about... Oh, well, Gabe vanishes with Eli.
Oh, yeah.
That happens. I mean, among everything else that happens.
Not Gabe, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie. He vanishes with Eli back to other dimension. They're like, I think he'll be back. I hope he's back. If not, I hope he gets his own series on Netflix.
And see, I was thinking, so in the comics, it's Robbie that is possessed by his uncle, right?
Yes.
Maybe it'll be Gabe possessed by Robbie.
Oh, that'll be interesting. If that happens, I hope... Well, at one point in the comics, Gabe actually does get possessed by the spirit. And it's really, really creepy and unnerving because Gabe is a mentally disabled 12-year-old.
Jeez.
And Robbie makes a deal with, you know, the Ghost Rider to get out of Gabe because that's very wrong. But... Here, you know, with Gabe being a little older, a little wiser, that would be really interesting. And also, if that does happen, I hope he sees Head Robbie, because the actor's awesome and I don't want to see him go.
And then my other thought was that they're going to come back and be fused. So it'll be Robbie, and then he's got his uncle and the Ghost Rider in him, making him do bad things.
And then what Coulson said about, well, the last Ghost Rider came back, and Mac's like, what? Or Daisy's like, what? And then he's just like, change the subject.
Moving right along.
Do you think he knows about Johnny Blaze, or?
They've got to have a file on him.
Yeah. It's like more stuff we will probably never know, but it will be fun to theorize about.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that's it for the episodes. Or should we get into the news?
Unless you have any quotes.
I do, but I think we kind of mostly talked about them. Let's look. I thought that was a dessert. I do not like magic or clowns or clowns with knives in the dark.
Me neither, Fitz.
Ada thinks, maybe about electric sheep. No one's asking you to roll over, but you do have a nice smile. Yeah, right. Maybe in the comic book version. That's it.
Yay.
All right, now news. News.
News. Okay, so first off, Luke Cage has been renewed for season 2.
Yay. Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas. I won't say we all kind of figured, but I think we were all hoping.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that, like, all the Netflix shows so far have gotten renewed for season 2. We get a good story, but we're not quite done with it yet.
I was kind of surprised that they're keeping them all as separate shows.
I'm not really, because, you know, it's the same universe. They address separate things.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Daredevil doing his thing with the, you know, the ninjas. And we have Jessica doing her thing with, well, first with Kilgrave. But now I think we're going to be seeing where she's going, moving past Kilgrave. Luke's, you know, taking care of Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what the hell Danny's doing. And then the Punisher.
Yeah. I would like to see them be more connected going forward, though.
Agreed.
But I think the biggest news of the week was the new Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Little baby Groot.
Don't touch it.
I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. No!
Baby Groot was amazing. Drax was also fantastic. Like, Dave Bautista looks like he's having the time of his life here. And then the first glimpse of Mantis, which made me so happy.
I want it to be out now. I want to go watch
it. I know. Why is it not now?
Then should be now.
Yes. I'm looking at the movies that are going to be out next year. And they're like the only things making crappy next year bearable.
Look on the bright side. Next year has to be better than this year.
Oh, you say that. And then next year is going to be literally on fire from beginning to end. I mean, just don't jinx it. But yes, this year is a trash fire.
The entire year was literally a flaming bag of poop.
This is true.
Yep.
Like everything, every time I check Twitter, it's like, oh, well, somebody else I like has died. Something else terrible has happened. It's just boo. But speaking of more good things, we have a Spider-Man Homecoming teaser out right now. As of the time that we are recording, the actual trailer won't be out for another 2 hours, I guess. 2 hours, 2.5 hours. But we have a teaser for it. And it's short, and it's quite fun.
The way we're teeing up the teasers for the movies that aren't coming out for almost a year now, it's getting a little ridiculous. But whatever.
It's getting a little ridiculous, but I fall for it every time. They had like the teaser for the Rogue One trailer, the first Rogue One trailer. And I like basically had a panic attack over it. I was just so happy. This isn't to that level, but
I think the best one, though, the Netflix Marvel shows where they just they release like a motion comic and it's like, it's the new logo, but moving. Oh, my God, like, guys.
Here's a GIF. And we're like, ah.
Oh, my God. Look, there's two Ds. They stand for Daredevil.
It's literally nothing. Like, they haven't even started filming, but we freak out. Again, we are the world's easiest to please audience, but it's okay because that makes me happy. And take happiness where you can find it. But yes, Spider-Man. And Happy Hogan is in it. And apparently Spider-Man has a new suit from Tony Stark.
Also, it's got the webbing wing thingies.
Yeah, it's got the little armpit webs. Which are always kind of a questionable fashion choice, in my opinion, but nobody asked me.
No, I think it's a good look. Works for him.
We also have a new trailer. Like, everything this week is a trailer. We have a new Legion trailer out. And actually, this one looks pretty cool.
I haven't had a chance to watch this one, and the internet's not working very well right now. So,
boo. Well, it gives you a little bit more information about the character and the world and everything. A little bit more detailed look at it. It's intriguing. I'm going to be checking it out when it airs. It has the hint of the whole, you know, Legion's power in the comics is kind of shaping reality. And you get to see a little bit of that here.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. Another trailer that just dropped this week.
Yeah. Our show notes are like almost all videos.
Trailer, 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 trailer. Guardians of the Galaxy Telltale series was announced.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the Telltale series, I've played Walking Dead season one, but I haven't finished it because I know I'm going to cry. I've played the Game of Thrones, but I haven't finished it because I know I'm going to cry. At least Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm relatively sure won't make me cry. Relatively.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, never mind, never mind. I cried in the movie. I cried in the movie. Never mind. It could be fun. I know Telltale has some problems with the controls and stuff, but when it comes to actually... Oh, wait, no, I also played The Wolf Among Us, the Fables one, and that one was good and did not make me cry. I know there's control problems with a lot of the Telltale games, but the story tends to be pretty solid and the art tends to be really good. So I'm cautiously looking forward to this.
Mm-hmm. So
another trailer, Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. These two, by the way, dropped during the Game Awards this past week.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cool trailers that dropped during the Game Awards, but these two are the ones that are of interest to us because of Marvel. Have you ever played any of the Marvel versus Capcom games?
I don't think so.
I think we have one of them. I forget which one. I think the one that came out mid-2000s. But yeah, no, they're fun. They're not like, you know, my top 10 or anything, but they're fun. And this trailer, I mean, it's Mega Man and Ryu from Street Fighter versus Iron Man and Captain Marvel, which is ironic. But the art style's interesting. And if you are into fighting games and you like Marvel or Capcom, I mean, this could be fun.
Yep.
I don't have much more to say.
And the last one is not a trailer. What?
Not a trailer.
Inhumans has a showrunner, and that showrunner is Scott Buck.
Yes.
Who is also the showrunner for season one of Iron Fist.
Yep. And he's also worked on Dexter,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Yes. And the article we're linking to speculates that that might mean that either he is not going to be the showrunner for season two of Iron Fist, or there won't be a new Iron Fist anytime soon. And if they're going to renew all of the Netflix shows and only put out two of them a season, then it would be a long time before we saw season two of Iron Fist.
It wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't the showrunner for season two, simply because, I mean, so far, I think the only one that's had, well, no, there's two, I guess, that have had the same showrunners. It's Luke Cage, I think, still has the same showrunner. And I think Jessica Jones still does. But the showrunner for season one of Daredevil left to go do Pacific Rim. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he's only there for season one.
And also, it might be 2 years or so before we see season two of Iron Fist anyways.
Yeah. Which, hey, considering how much other stuff we're getting in the meantime, if only for, you know, the sake of how much TV we have to cram into our brains every week, might not be such a bad thing.
I know. It's like, I love my shows, but if a few of them retired, it would not be the worst thing in the world.
I love my shows, but there's only so much I can binge watch, people.
All right. Well, that's it for the news. Now to hear what you guys had to say to us.
So let's take Twitter first.
Kay.
I got some really good, fun tweets during the live tweet yesterday. A lot of people at Born to Eat Bacon, at Adana Girl, mentioned the whole clowns with knives because, I mean, I guess that made an impression.
Because it was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, and at Adana Girl, when I started despairing over the weight, reminded me, but we get hashtag yo-yo in the meantime because we forgot to mention there's going to be a 6-episode web series starting on December 13th on the ABC app.
What? I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sorry. I forgot that you watch it. No. Yeah, there's going to be on December 13th, a Yo-Yo 6-episode Yo-Yo miniseries on the ABC app. So good news, everyone.
Yay. Are they dropping it all at once or are they like scattering it through the winter break?
I think they might be scattering it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But yeah, it's called Slingshot.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. So I guess that's another thing for us to discuss over the break. But since it's a web series, I'm sure it'll only be just like a couple minutes long. If it's 6 episodes, I'm guessing less than 10 minutes each.
Yeah, probably like five-ish.
5 minutes each.
Yep. That would be my guess too. Any more tweets worth mentioning?
A couple people mourning Nathan B. Nathanson. Stargate Pioneer, of course. At Andy Migna, he will be missed. Nathan B. Nathanson, not Andy Migna. Although we do miss him. I think that's it.
All right. Well, we also got a voicemail from Adam. So let's listen to that.
Wow, lots of stuff to process after tonight's episode. Well, to start with what they showed at the end in the previews, I like that they're going the direction of having two smaller, essentially standalone seasons rather than one big one like shows traditionally do. I think that'll help with the flow and just having self-contained stories. And when we saw Nathanson in the lab, I for a second thought that he would turn out to be working for Senator Nadir, but then the Ada reveal was another consideration I had pretty much right before she showed up. Daisy becoming an official S.H.I.E.L.D. agent again is, well, quite honestly, overdue, and I hope that means she goes a little easier on the eye makeup in the second half of the season. And the whole, oh, I thought you should have been the face of S.H.I.E.L.D. thing, and Daisy's maybe in the comic book version cracked me up for, you know, I had to pause, let me put it that way. The rest of the plot of the episode, I mean, it seemed kind of quick to drop Eli, but like Coulson said, that's probably not going to last, at least for Robbie, if not for Eli or, you know, Molecule Man or whatever you want to call him. That fight scene was brilliant. I do think they've pushed the duration of Yo-Yo's powers, and maybe we'll find out about that in the little web series they advertised that, yes, please. Oh yeah, and Yo-Yo Mac is officially a thing now, more than just, you know, the flirting they had before. Like I said, just lots to process, and might have more feedback tomorrow, but for now, can't wait to hear what you guys think. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, the Yo-Yo speedster scene. I forgot to mention that I thought that was very reminiscent of Quicksilver in the X-Men movies.
Yeah, it really needed the classic rock soundtrack. I stick by that.
Yep. But just the way she was moving everyone in position so that they, like, hit themselves and shot themselves and such.
Switching the gun so that Coulson's holding it.
Yep. All right.
Okay. And we also have a new review on iTunes.
Woot. We love those.
Yes. JJ Alfred said, this show is super entertaining, informative, and gives a lot of information on the general Marvel universe, not just Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. And if you wanted to leave us a review on iTunes, we would seriously appreciate it. We love hearing from you. And we love showing our appreciation.
Yeah. It's nice to hear that people are listening and enjoying the show. We appreciate that very much. So thank you.
We really do.
Well, next week, we'll be starting our coverage of Luke Cage with episode 1, Moment of Truth. And episode 2, Code of the Streets.
And since I have already live tweeted episode 1, I will be live tweeting episode 2 on Monday at 8 p.m. Central. And until then, we would like to thank all of our listeners. I'd like to thank everybody on Twitter, whether you send us news, whether you hang out during the live tweets, whatever you do, we love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for our awesome new iTunes review. Thank you to Adam for sending us his voicemail. We would love to get more voicemails so we could hear some of your thoughts on the podcast. And thank you to everyone who has participated in our contest so far. Just a reminder, you have until December 14th to get your entry in to be entered to win the awesome Doctor Strange crate. And you to be entered, you have to let us know what you would do in the Mirrorverse if you were able to go there. And you have to keep it PG-13-ish so we can include it on the podcast.
Yep. And just get it to us via email or Facebook or Twitter or voicemail. Anything where we can go back and look it up and see what you said.
Yep.
And you can get a hold of us at our website, legendsofshield.com.
Our voicemail line, 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871.
You can find us at our Facebook page, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Podcast.
You can hit us up on Twitter. We're at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You can find us at our Tumblr, which I need to update more often, and I know I say that every week, legendsofshield.tumblr.com.
You can find us on YouTube on the Gunna Geek YouTube channel, youtube.com/GunnaGeek.
And remember that Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is an official GunnaGeek.com network podcast.
So until next time, I'm Agent Haley.
And I'm Agent Lauren.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com and you will find all our contact information and other shows. You can also visit LegendsOfShield.com where you'll find our complete archive of podcasts. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod, found at Incompetech.com, and also artists on Pond5.com and AudioJungle.net. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual hosts and do not represent Stargate Pioneer Productions, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation, Marvel Studios, and ABC. No infringement is intended.
I'm very glad we're not recording live because my hair is doing something weird right now.
It's okay. The headphones cover it up mostly.
No.
You can blame it on the headphones.
Yeah, that's true.
We're Starpie to do all this administrative crap.
Right?
Jeez.
Leave us in charge like we know what we're doing.
We're the on-air talent. We don't do this part. Good news, though, is next week we get to start Luke Cage.
Yes. And I don't have to do commentary since I already did it. Unless we wanted to talk two episodes.
I don't know. Let's see. It'll probably be late January when the show comes back, so we can have...
It's coming back on the 10th.
January 10th?
That's what the thingy said.
So we'll have 4 weeks, but Christmas and stuff will be in there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen when... Is it Defenders that starts in the spring sometime?
It's Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. Okay. Yeah, does that Iron have Fist a premiere date?
I think it's March 17th.
Okay, because I feel like we should be done with Luke Cage before that. Well, I guess we'll do Iron Fist in the summer. So as long as we finish Luke Cage by the summer, it's fine.
Yeah.
So we can double up on episodes, but I don't think we really need to.
Yeah, March 17th. Yeah, I'm fine with whatever schedule we do.
We just need to figure out if we're doing one or two episodes next week.
Yeah. And I'm good with either.
Wish there was an adult here to make these decisions. Maybe do two. That way we don't end up having to talk.
Yeah.
Luke Cage and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Decision made.
Yay. You hear that, SP? We have made a decision. We are capable of decision making.
We adulted.
That's enough adulting for today. What do you mean we gotta keep recording?
There was an episode, we watched it, we liked it. Drop the mic.
Mic drop. Now it's time for your scheduled debriefing.
You would go first.
I'm Agent Lauren.
And I'm Agent Haley. Should we start over? Let's
start over. At least this time I didn't say I'm Agent Haley. I did that once when you weren't here.
It was in the script. What did you want me to say?
No, I was looking. I was so used to you say at the very end of the show, I'm Agent Haley. So I said, I'm Agent Haley. And everyone just kind of looked at me and I was like, what?
That's the order it goes in.
Exactly. Okay, let's try it again.
Well, until next time, I'm Agent Haley.
Oh, we still need to read the contact info.
All right.
And you can get a hold of us at our website, legendsofshield.com. Yay!
We did it.
We didn't blow everything up.
No fires.
Legends of Shield is copyright 2016.